Via remote, this is VOA News. The U.S. medical establishment is urging President Trump to share critical COVID-19 data with projected President-elect Joe Biden's team, or the risk needless deadly lax in tackling the pandemic. The Biden team has been trying to devise a coordinated national coronavirus strategy, and the open letter from three leading healthcare organizations came as more state and local governments scrambled separately to tap down on COVID-19 surge threatening to overwhelm hospitals across the country. Health officials have warned that greater social mixing and indoor gatherings during the holiday and travel season combined with the onset of cold weather will accelerate the COVID-19 surge that has sent infections and hospitalizations to record levels in recent weeks. President Trump announced on Twitter that he fired Chris Krebs, the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, for a recent statement Krebs made regarding election security. Krebs has consistently debunked allegations of voter fraud over the past week, tweeting 59 election security experts all agree. In every case known, these claims either have been unsubstantiated or technically incoherent. Trump tweeted that Krebs' statements were highly inaccurate, alleging massive improprieties and fraud. Trump's tweet was labeled as disputed by Twitter. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. The Pentagon is bringing home more American troops in the coming weeks following President Trump's order to remove about 2,000 service members from Afghanistan and 500 troops from Iraq before next year's U.S. presidential inauguration. Acting Secretary of Defense Chris Miller told reporters at the Pentagon on Tuesday, by January 15th, there will be 2,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan and a similar total in Iraq by the same date. President Trump abruptly fired Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, who earlier this month, according to the Washington Post, sent a classified memo to the White House expressing concerns about an abrupt withdrawal in Afghanistan as violence remains high and peace talks drag. Both Republicans and Democrats in Congress have expressed skepticism about the president's decision to withdraw troops at this time. Hong Kong police arrested three former opposition lawmakers Wednesday for disrupting legislative meetings several months ago as concerns grow over a crackdown on the city's pro-democracy camp. The trio separately disrupted legislative meetings by splashing pungent liquids and other items on two occasions. Hong Kong police said in a statement that they arrested three former lawmakers on charges of contempt in the legislature and intent to cause harm to others. The pro-democracy camp has, in recent months, accused the Hong Kong government and the central Chinese government in Beijing of tightening control over the semi-autonomous Chinese territory in response to demands for more democracy. They say authorities are destroying the autonomy promised to the city, a global financial center with greater freedoms than mainland China. Ethiopia's prime minister said Tuesday that a final crucial military push in the rebellious region of Tigray will take place in the coming weeks. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, Africa's youngest leader, launched a military offensive against Tigray regional government last week after regional forces attacked an army base in that region. The UN Refugee Agency said Tuesday that already more than 25,000 Ethiopians, mostly women and children, have fled the violence in the country's Tigray region for Sudan. According to the U.S. Embassy in Addis Ababa, telephone and internet services remain cut off in that region. Tensions have been building in the region since September, when Tigray, the most northern area, finally held a regional election after Ahmad postponed national elections. Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown.
That's music.